Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Truly we give honor and thanks for being on the broadcast today. And this is the first Sunday of the year. And of course, we are going to be moving through the Bible all year long. That's what it's going to be. And so we're starting with the book of Genesis, of course. The book of beginnings, and of course, it's a power-packed book all by itself. And so, of course, my endeavor is to move through it as fast as I can. But the whole thing is that we want to study the Word of God. We're just not going to read through it. We're going to study it and get all the little nuggets and all the little nuances, all the things that are empowered in that particular. In the Bible and try to bring those up so that we can connect all the dots and how it intertwines. So that is the goal for this year, and that is what the Lord has told me to do, so that is what I will be doing. And so we're going to be teaching. My plan was to get through all the way through the fourth chapter today, but I really don't know if that's going to be when I kept studying and kept looking through things and all the stuff I kept finding. And I really want to touch on all the things that I kept finding because I really think it's now, if you're looking for prophecy and all that, this ain't broadcasting. This is basic Bible foundational teaching, and we are going through this Bible is what we're getting ready to do so that we can know the Word of God. Because the more we know the Word of God, the more we can know God. Because we can't know Him if we don't know His Word. We can't live holy if we do not know His Word. And so that is the basics of it. That is the simplest form I can say. If we don't know Him, then we have not been reading His Word. Praise the Lord, Royce. Thank you for joining me. I'm so excited about it. As my friend, I'm so thankful for him joining us on the broadcast. So anyway, we're going to be walking through it, and I'm going to try to do what I can do to see how much I can get through it today. But anyway, we're going to see. But if not, we'll just push it on to next week, and we'll just keep going. But our assignment was to read chapters 1 through 4. So that we could be ready for today's teaching. But we're going to go see how much of it we can go through, and we're going to keep on reading so that we can continue to move forward through. And it has a lot of things began in Genesis, and so we're going to talk about those things and just all of that. So anyway, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this, your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Lord, we're so thankful that you saw us. You blessed us to see a new year. You blessed us to cross over into 2021. And God, we're so ever thankful. So many souls have gone on to be with the Lord, and so many people lost their lives this year. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon us and for your grace. God, we glorify you, we magnify you. Oh Lord, we thank you because you've been a good, good God. You've been good to us. You've been better to us than we could even be to ourselves. Lord, we thank you for being good to us. We thank you for just so much gratitude. I got so much gratitude about all the things that you've done. Hallelujah. With a job, without a job. Lord, oh, you've been good. You've been my keeper. You've been my sustainer, God. You have been my provision. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When the enemy came in like a flood, the Spirit of God lifted up a standard against it. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for being our shepherd that we shall not want. And we thank you for being our refuge and our strength and our very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you for being our shelter in the time of storm. We thank you for being our keeper. Oh, God, we thank you that we were able to lift our eyes into the hills from whence cometh our help and our help come from thee. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we were leaning and depending on you. Oh, God. Hey, glory to God. With all the stuff that went on in 2020, God, you blessed us to survive it. You blessed us and you kept us, God, and we're so thankful. We're so thankful for it. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless all those who have lost loved ones and continue to have loved ones that are in the hospital. Lord, we ask a special blessing for Bishop Anthony Boyd, oh, God. Touch his body in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are a healer, oh, God, and we send your word as the centurion soldier told you. Just send your word, Lord. We're sending your word into his room right now, oh God, and we're asking you to touch his body and to heal his body, oh God. You said with your stripes we are healed, so God, we're trusting on you. We're believing your word, hallelujah, and what you've already told us will happen. Lord, we ask you to bless Hayedabosha. Oh, God, we ask you to bless and comfort the Allen family, Lord, in the passing of Sister Virginia Kersey, Mother Virginia Kersey. We ask you to bless them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. She was so special to a lot of us, oh, God, but we thank you for her life, oh, God. We celebrate her life, oh, God, but we ask you to comfort the family, oh, God, and those of us that feel the loss, oh, God. We glorify you and we magnify you because you're such a wonderful God. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless all of those that have lost loved ones. So many people are still grieving the loss of their loved ones from the January all the way through it, even from prior years. God, we ask you to comfort as only you can, because only you can comfort them, oh, God. It's only you that can do it, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring them comfort and to bring them peace. Oh, God, we ask you to bless each and every one that has lost their job. They may be on unemployment, or they may have had a job, don't have a job, have a job, whatever it's been. We thank you for the open doors that are coming this year, oh, God. We thank you for job opportunities, God, in the name of Jesus. And not just any old job. We thank you for the jobs that will be able to, they will be able to have overflow, God. They will be able to meet every financial need that they have and then have overflow. They'll be able to save, oh, God. They got a different mindset about spending, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. I thank you for a different mindset. I thank you for a mindset to save this year, oh, God. I thank you for a mindset to save our money and not spend it up, oh, God. But, Lord, to even invest it, God, I thank you for the mindset to switch, hallelujah, for the change of mind. Lord, I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah. For all that you've done, you've been a great God. You've been so awesome. You've been so amazing. And I'm just so thankful, hallelujah, for everything that you've done. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bless this word to fall on good ground, Father. Bless those that need it to hear it, oh, God. Bless those that hear it, Lord, that they will not only be hearers of your word, but doers also. They will be willing and obedient. They will have faith and works with it, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, bless every pastor, every apostle, every teacher, every prophet, every evangelist, and pour it out this morning, the word of God that you gave them, oh, God. And, Lord, they poured it out to their parishioners online or in the church, wherever they were. Lord, they poured it out. Restore, God. Restore them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you that we bless all our pastors, oh, God, who have been tried, oh, God, and every staff member of every that has been holding it down, God. We ask you, Lord, to bless them abundantly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our pastors, Father. Bless my pastor, T.D. Jakes, and First Lady Sarita Jakes, and all our pastors at my church and their family, associate pastors and their families. Oh, God, we ask you to bless. Bless every minister and elder, every deacon, oh, God, every member, Father, in the name of Jesus and their families. God, we ask you to bless the young people, Lord. Bless our young people to know the God that we know. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, for those that just don't know, Lord. They still don't know. But, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of depression. We rebuke the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. And we come against it in the name of Jesus. God is still God, and he is in control. God, we know that you're in control of even what's going on in our economy. We know that you're in control of what's going on in the government. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless as only you can. We ask you, Lord, to touch people. Hey, glory to God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are blessing us with long life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us in just all that you've done for our lives, God. Bless us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless our families, Lord. I thank you that my family is safe. I thank you that my family was kept. Oh, God, I glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, Deborah Hunt. Praise the Lord. We're so thankful for I'm just thankful. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm saying, but anyway, we're going to get in this word. So anyway, we in Genesis, the first chapter, and we're going to read. I'm going to read the first chapter. We're going to read it in its entirety, and then we're going to go from there and start talking about the creation and things like that. And, you know, this might be new news to somebody, might be old news to somebody, might be a refresher, but whatever it is, we thank God for the opportunity to study his word. So in the beginning, the Bible says, and this is Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. I think I'm gonna read it in the NIV actually. That's what I want. That's why I typed that. Here we go. Here we go. Here it is right here. Okay. So it says, and this is actually this ain't the NIV. It's the English Standard Version. This is what I said. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was the evening, and there was morning. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse. That were under the expanse. Okay. Hold on. I'll call you back. I'm on the broadcast.
You on the broadcast?
Yes, sir. Forgive me, sir. Some of the saints were calling me. But anyway, I was going. And so, and God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse, okay? And it was so. And God called the expanse, that was obvious, God expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together, he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which in their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and the trees bearing fruit, in which, hey, praise the Lord, Sister Dawson, Happy New Year. Thank you, Lord, for being on. Bearing in fruit in their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let there be signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be light in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the face. Where am I at, Lord? And let the light be expanse of the heavens, so separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let the light in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two light, the great lights, and the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the dark. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And so let me stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because I do want to talk about this light for a minute. Because God gave me something about that when I was in my study, and he told me something, and then I want to read something out of that day's Bible because it talks about something else. But the light said, the Lord told me, he was telling me, he said, you know, when we sit around and we think that we are in a dark place because of what life is, what some circumstance in life has brought us, or we're in a path with life, we're in life that, you know, may not be the best. It might be a testing time or a trial time, and so we feel like we're in a dark place, and we allow the enemy to take us in these places of darkness and places of depression and all of that. The Lord said something to me when I was reading the Bible, when I was reading that, and he said, when he talked about it, he said, let there be light. And so God made the sun, and so that was the brighter light, and of course he made that to rule the day. But then he made the stars, and he made the moon, and that was the lesser light, but he put that to rule in the night. And what the Lord said to me there, he said, I have never left you in the dark. He said, I've never left you in the dark. He's always brought light into every place. And so, and then, of course, Jesus said it best. He said, I am the light of the world. He is the light of the world. He is that light that is set up on the hill so we can see. God has never, and then the Bible tells us this, and this is in Psalms 119 and 105, where it says that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So God has never left you in a dark place. If you feel like you're in a dark place, that's the enemy. And you got to know that God has always provided a light for us to come, for us to be able to go to find our direction and to find our path. He said the word of God, that's why we're studying it. He said it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So it's a guide for us. We'll always know which way we're going if we stay in the Word of God. So I'm excited about that. I was excited when God said this to me. He said, I ain't got you in no dark place. Rebuke the spirit of depression off of your life. Ask God to begin to deliver you from that, because he has not left us in a dark place. Matter of fact, he said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of God, hallelujah, will lift up a standard against it. And if we think about what the Word of God said, we read that in the King James. That said, it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So, see, the Spirit of God was moving even then. The Spirit of God can continue to move in your life. If you feel like you're in a dark place, that's not God. That is the enemy. And the enemy has no dominion over you. Hallelujah. He has that. He doesn't have that over you. So we got to remember that when we're going through trials and tribulations. Jesus said it over in John. He said, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because he has already overcome it. That's what he said in his word, and we got something to be rejoicing about. We got something to be happy about, because he said, I have already overcome this stuff. He's already overcome it. And so when we're in him, that means we've already overcome it. We got something to be excited about. Well, I got excited when I thought about that. And then the next thing he said, he was talking, let me say, I said, this the Lord told me to write this down, so I wrote it. Now, when we talk about the creation, we're talking about God creating the universe, right? We're talking about him creating the world. And so then when people get up and they say these things, that's why we got to be careful not to take on cliches that are not God. Because the people will get up and say, I thank the universe. You can't thank the universe. The universe was created by God. So if you're going to thank somebody, thank God. He is not the universe. He is God, period. That's who he is. He is not the universe. He created the universe, but he is not the universe. He is God. And so we need to put him in his right perspective, and we have to make sure we give him honor to where he is due. If we're going to thank him for something, then call him by his name. His name is God. Matter of fact, his name is Jesus. Hey, glory to God. That's what his name. He said, there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved but the name of Jesus. So we got to understand where we're doing. So when you hear people get up and give these, those are things they done picked up from somebody else. God is not the universe. He is God, period. So if you want to thank somebody, thank him. Thank him, because he's the one we need to thank. He is created. He is the creator. He created it all. And you know, one of the things in the Bible that has been mostly challenged is the creation. Is God's creation. But you know what? And so you have people saying, oh no, it came from an explosion. It came from, you know, whatever they call it. I mean, I know what it is, but you know, the Big Bang theory, whatever they call it. But it takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe that God created the heavens and the earth. Because he's just God. And if we believe that, I'm telling you, that's one thing. If you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be a man or woman of God, you have got to believe that God was the creator of this world. You've got to believe that. You just got to believe it. So let's look at, we're going to look at, and I'm in all these Bibles, so anyway, we're going to go through it. And, you know, I ain't trying to be no wonder, but I'm going to read what this scripture says. And so, we're going up here today, Divine Acts. Okay, here, it says, and this is in the Dates Bible. So no, I'm using, these are the tools I'm using for this study. I'm using my Scofield Bible, love it. I'm using my Thompson Chang Bible, love it. I'm using the Life Application Bible. I love the Life Application Bible. If you are a new Christian and you want to be able to read and then get some application for what you're reading, that Life Application is a wonderful tool for you. And so I just want to put that out there. And then this Dakes Bible, now Dakes is challenging. But you know, I think it's for those Bible scholars. I really do. But anyway, we're going to go with it because it's challenging. You got to really read all that up front, the preface and all of that kind of stuff. You got to know what all that's saying so you can be able to guide your way through it, because it's something. But anyway, four divine acts in day one. I want to read this because this is day one. Verse and it references verse 1 through the fifth verse, where it says in the fifth verse, it says And God calls the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And so we're still talking about that. And so, but it says these are four divine acts just for day one. It said God said, divine purpose stated, immediately day came, and the divine purpose was realized. So when God spoke, it just automatically came to pass. Now, you do know that you have that kind of creative power. I mean, you have that power in your tongues. That's why we got to be careful about what we say. We just can't, don't stop speaking stuff over your life, and don't allow people to speak stuff over your life. You know, I don't allow people to speak stuff over my life. That's one thing I stopped doing for a while. I remember I was in there getting these glasses, and because I couldn't find that spot, you know how they tell you, you know, them glasses where you got to be looking and you're supposed to be able to look frank at me. I told him I couldn't do it. He told me I was stubborn. I said, no. Hold on. You don't know me that well enough to speak that over my life. So that is not who I am. I'm not stubborn. I cannot see out them glasses. That's what I was telling him. So you got to be careful there. That's just something funny. I always tell that story. Anyway, then it says the next divine act was God saw divine inspection and satisfaction, darkness distinct from each other in all parts of the earth. Now, you know, it's been said that the moon, okay, the stars are, we have as many stars as we have as the grain of sand. I read that. It was in the Sex Bible is where I read it. Anyway, so I just want to put that out there, and then I'm going to talk about these 15 things that the Bible does not say, and this is all about the beginning, so that's why I'm going to say it. And divine, okay, then the next thing is God called divine naming of light and darkness. There was all the work of day one. The sun, the moon, the stars, water, darkness, and the light having been created before day. Okay, so those things were the ones that was created. Now, I do want to say this because I thought these were some good, interesting facts about Genesis. Okay, the beginning was 6,000 years ago. Now, you know, the earth is turning at a speed of like 490,000 is it a minute? I think it is. Wait a minute, let me see. Find that information. Look at it right here. Let's see what it says. Yeah, here it is. It says that the earth is turning at an incredible speed of 490,000 miles an hour. But even at that breakneck speed, our galaxy still needs 200 million years to make one rotation. And there are over 1 billion other galaxies in the universe. Now, when I saw that, I said, well, then, you know, since the Earth has been in existence, we still haven't made one full rotation yet. And, you know, and so it was created 6,000 years ago. That's what that says. Anyway, that was just a note I wanted to read. That's in the application, my life application Bible. Well, anyway, that's just a note I wanted to read. And then I'm going to read something else out of this Global Impact Bible. I'm so thankful for Bishop Jake that sent us that Bible, and I'm so thankful for it. But anyway, so those are some of the divine acts just of day one. Just day one. That's what's all going on, just in that day one. And so then, if we read about the divine acts in day two, it says, God said divine purpose stated. So when it says that divine purpose was stated. So when he speaks, divine purpose comes into place. God made divine work of restoring the firmament or the clouds to retain water. God divided waters put back in the clouds to give rain upon the earth. And God called divine naming of the firmament. So these were some of the things that were going on during that time. And so let's continue on with our reading because we're going on. Let me see if I can get my notes back up because we're not doing too much like that. Anyway, I'm on the 20th verse, and it said, and God said, let the waters swarm and the swarms of the living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. So God created the great sea, creatures, and every living creature that moves with the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was the morning of the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts, and the earth according to their kinds, and it was so. And God made beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And here's where we see the plurality of God. We see the plurality of him, because he's saying in our image, in our likeness. And so he is speaking of then at that point, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heaven and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And so, you know, I always kind of interpret that as that we were all created at that time. We might have been way back up in there in the birth, you know, we hadn't come down the birth canal yet. But he created all of us. So therefore, if that's the truth, if he says here, God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them, nobody is a mistake. Don't let nobody tell you you a mistake. You was already created. You might be back up in there, but you was already created. So you can't say that. Now, when the mother and father came together, they brought forth the seed that brought forth the natural body. Come on here. But your spirit man and your soul was already there. Come on, because he said when God breathed breath in, so when you got breath, your spirit man was created. When God breathed a breath into you, you became a living soul. Oh, hallelujah. And then your body was also in that situation. That's what I think, and I'm going to stick with my story. Anyway, drink me some water for Roy Tillman. Uh-oh, no sound. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Praise the Lord, El Paulson. I'm glad to see you online. That's such a blessing. I'm so thankful for that. Anyway, I hope y'all can hear me. Okay. Okay. Can you hear me, Sister Dodson? Oh. Elder Tim Lake, you can hear me? Okay, y'all can hear me. Okay, so we're going to move on. Elder Tim Lake, you got anything you want to say?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. So that's where we are. So we're still just, I thought I was going to get through all that today, but I ain't going to worry about what I don't get through. We're just keeping it going as we go. So anyway, so then I was talking about this. I said, God bless him, and you're talking about the man. And so I found some interesting facts about that. And so these are some of the things I wanted to bring out. Because when we talk about God and his creation, you know, God created us and he blessed us. I don't know, but that's what I think. And so I think I heard that somebody preached that one time, and I think it was Bishop Allen. And so that's because that was who I was teaching, learning under at that time. But I do believe that is it. That's why I don't believe anybody is a mistake. When somebody tells somebody they're a mistake, they are not a mistake. God already knew they were going to be here. He knew you was on the way. Anyway, that's what I believe. And so then the next thing is, so we're talking about the creation. So let me go to my notes because, you know, I'll be doing a bunch of stuff. I got a whole lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of notes. You hear me? It's a lot going on in these scriptures. So I talked about the beginning of the created world, which is in Genesis 1 through 25, and then we begin to talk about the beginning of man and woman, which is in Genesis 1 and 26, and then it goes on to chapter 2. And so if we just look at, so let's go over the days of creation real quick. So we got day one is light. Day two was heaven above and water below. Day three was earth and the sea and vegetation. That was on day three. Day four was sun, moon, and stars. Day five was living creatures of water and sky, so all the fish and the birds and stuff. And then day six was living creatures on land, and then the humans. And then, of course, on day seven, God rested. And so, you know, there's a lot more to that beginning if we really think about the fall of Lucifer and all those kind of things and when all that took place. And we're not going to that. That's a more in-depth study, and so we're not doing that because this is our foundation. And so it would be nice to be able to do all that, but that's a more in-depth study. You might need to go Bible school for that. Amen. So I had to get all into all of that. So anyway, so that's where we are in the story of creation. The image of the Spirit of God moving over the waters is similar to the bird caring for the protecting of its young. Isn't that something? The life application makes that reference to that. And so how long did it take for God to create the world? He did, Yeah, okay, so we say 6 days, and so each day was a day. But, you know, we got to understand that might not, you know, because I think it's in Psalms where it says one day is like 1,000 years to the Lord or something like that. But anyway, we don't know that. So we're going to go with what they tell us. It says one day. So each 6 days was made, the earth was made, and then on that seventh day, God rested. So let's go to the second chapter, and we're going to begin to talk about Adam and Eve. And so I am going to get through some of it. Learning about our ancestors often helps us to understand ourselves. Adam and Eve is our first ancestors. And so let's read this. And this is chapter 2, and we're going to start with the first verse. And it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day and all his works which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Okay? So then the next thing is, these are the generations of the heavens of the earth, when they were created in that day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. Now, the one thing we want to talk about when we're talking about Adam and Eve, so you know that God created them, the spirits was created, but God didn't actually form Adam until chapter 2. And so that's when he began to form Adam. And this is, and of course, Moses is the writer of Genesis. God gave, so this is divinely inspired, because, you know, men wrote with inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so Moses wrote the book of Genesis, and so we know Moses wasn't there in Genesis. He didn't come along to Exodus. And so, but anyway, but God gave him this, probably when he was up on that mountain, and he began to write about this. So we in the book, in Genesis, we have a lot of firsts. So we got the first, you know, we got the first everything. We got the first marriage. We got the first commitment to essentials, to successful marriage. We got the first sin. We got the first. So everything is the book of beginning. So everything is a first. And so then we see the first murder. We see a lot of things going on in Genesis. It's packed with so much stuff. And so we just see a lot of stuff. And so there, if we think about Genesis in the way that the earth, if we think about, okay, so let me get back to my point. So there we have Adam being formed. And so God had created every beast of the field. He created them male and female. So we had male and female cattle. We had male and female, whatever kind of beast it was, we had them male and female. But yet when God brought forth man and formed him out of the dust of the earth, he only made man at the time. And so then when he looked at that, he said, now, you know, we already know females were already created. They were already created. So, but then he formed the female. He put Adam to sleep, and then he took a rib out of Adam, and then he made Eve. And so he formed Eve out from that rib. And so that's where we always get the Adam's rib. And you know, we're looking for, you know, we hope that we can find that rib that we came out of. You know, a lot of women are there. And so anyway, we have all of those things going on. But nevertheless, here comes Eve. Okay, so then here's Adam, and then here is Eve. And so then the next thing we got is the fall of man. And so in the fall of man is where sin begins. And so, of course, that starts up in chapters 3 and 4. What's that? Where am I at? Let me see if I got that. I was thinking that Chris is going to take me longer than I thought. So anyway, I may not touch that today, because I think I need to look at that a little more. Does anybody else have anything? Oh, everybody's gone. Anybody have anything else they want to say? Nevertheless, we're going to keep walking through the Bible. We'll touch on the rest of that, the fall of man, on next week. I don't want to touch today because I had so much information on the creation that I thought it would take me longer to talk about that than what I did. But anyway, but I do want to encourage you to understand that, you know, like I said earlier, that darkness, that God has not put you in a dark place. And matter of fact, I think it's in Psalms where it tells us, he said, he brought me up and out of a horrible pit and established my going. So we got to remember that we can establish our going. God will establish us. He will bring us up and out of those things. He does not intend for you to be in a dark place. He intends you to be light. When he made light to cover the day and light to cover the dark. And so he made sure because we need it. Now, you know, if we think about the dark, you know, we need light. So then he also allowed somebody to invent, you know, the light bulbs and those things so that we wouldn't have to worry about that. God is amazing. He is. And so I know we think that, you know, we have these very smart people and they're doing all this stuff, but I believe that God is downloading that into them. Because the Bible says he gives gifts unto men. And so I think that God gives these gifts these people with these various ideas and inventions, and they get to bring it to pass. So that's what I believe, and I'm going to stick with that. That's my story. So anyway, thank you all so much for joining me today on our first walk through the Bible. We was in Genesis 1 and 2, so we kind of covered that. And so next week we're going to go ahead and go back to the fall of man, and we're going to also go through the promise of redemption, and we will be, and then the beginning of family life. So we will cover Genesis 3, chapter 2, the end of chapter 2, all the way through chapter 4 or next week. And so that's what we'll do. But I think today I'm finished. I feel like I'm finished. And so we're going to get off the line today. Jake, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so thankful for all that. Pray, hey, Sheila. Thank you for joining me. I'm so thankful for those that have logged in, those that called in, and those that will listen to the broadcast later. I'm so thankful for that. So I hope something was said to inspire you and to understand that. And, of course, our scripture, our memory verse this week is Genesis 3 and 15. So we'll have that memorized by next week. And it says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman." And this is in the King James Version. "And between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And so that is the first promise of redemption. That is one of the first messianic promises. That is what that is. And then if we look at our prayer scripture, I thought this was a perfect scripture for prayer, because sometimes we feel like that, you know, people try to make themselves feel like they're more important than you and all like that. But, you know, we got to remember we were all formed from the dust of the earth. That's where we were formed from. And so if we would humble ourselves and pray, and you know, God bless me to be humble and never think that I am better than anyone else. You know how the world would be such a better place if we could get to that place. And that we all have to understand that we were formed from the dust, and from dust you will return. We got to remember that. We came from dust, and dust we will return. And so that's in Genesis 3 and 19, and that is our prayer scripture that I would like to use as our prayer scripture this week. Let me see, I'll put some more notes and see if I got anything that I missed. Oh, I did want to say this. So God did not have to create the universe, but he did it because he loved. And so you can't love nobody if nobody's there to love, and so he created people so that he could be able to love. And so we're thankful about that love that he showed us. And then he even showed us a greater love when he promised the redemption. And then he also brought Christ into the picture. And so he said, you know, he gave Christ. Christ gave his life so that we could be redeemed back to him. And I'm so thankful for that redemption that Christ gave us. So Christ is all in the Bible. We're going to point to him as we go through the scripture. We're going to continue to protest so that we can understand that Christ is in the Bible as we walk through it. So Christ was there in the beginning, because if we go to John 1 and 1, where it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so then if we go back to Genesis and we think about how God spoke and the Word came and things came about, God and God said. And you know, "and God said" is used in the Bible. Let me see, I think I saw that somewhere. "And God said" is used in the Bible, I think, like over 1,500 and some times, I think it is. Let's see. Where am I? No, it is on that. Yeah. It says the first book of the Bible, Bible is 50 chapters, 1,533 verses, 38,267 words, 1,156 verses beginning with "and." That's how many verses begin with "and." Chapter 16 is the shortest chapter, and chapter 24 is the longest chapter. The 16th chapter has 16 verses, and the 32nd chapter has 32nd verses, and 5 chapters have 34 verses, and so on. And we know that the Pentateuch is the first 5 books of the Bible. Those are the law, and they were written by Moses. And so those are just some of the facts of Genesis. But and the word bara, which is the Greek word, is it means to create. And so those are some of the nuances or some of the nuggets from Genesis. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be back here next week on the Prophets and Souls broadcast, and we will continue on our journey. We're going to go through Genesis, but I don't feel like it's going as fast as I think I was going to go. But anyway, we'll be okay. We're going to keep walking through it, and hopefully we will learn. And of course, as we continue on, we'll be able to, especially as we get into the other books of the Bible, we will get to see the dots connected and how everything comes together, how Jesus is mentioned in everything, how the Holy Spirit is present in every way. And we will be able to understand that and really connect those things together. So prayerfully, we have said something that was a blessing to you today, and you can think that if nothing else, know that you're not in the dark, that the dark place that you feel like you're in is not of God. But, you know, even though you might be going through some tests and some trials, he has not left you in a dark place. He has always provided you light. Jesus said he was the light of the world. And so we got to know that and be comfortable with knowing that. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, today for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our joy and you are our peace. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We ask you, Lord, that your word will fall on good ground and that we will be blessed, all of those that hear your word and be doers of your word. In the name of Jesus, bless this week, that people will be blessed. Keep everyone safe, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone's life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, whatever the enemy has plotted to do this week, Lord, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, on the government level, all the things that they keep saying that they're going to do, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. It will have no dominion. It will have no rule. In the name of Jesus, we glorify and we magnify your name. There will be a transition of power in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for it. Lord, we glorify and we magnify in Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Paul. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. So we are so thankful for that. But anyway, we're going to keep going through Genesis, and then we're going to keep doing it anyway. I'm going to keep doing what he told me to do, so I'm going for it. So anyway, so I love being obedient, and so I'm thankful. And so, you know, let me see. What else do I have any announcements? I always got praise the Lord, D. Thank the Lord for you joining us today. I thank the Lord for just all the things. Praise the Lord, Elder Skeet. We thank God for you joining us today. And so we just thank God. You know, God is doing so many things. Keep being progressive. Keep moving forward. Don't let the enemy, just because this didn't happen last year or didn't happen, just keep on letting God do what he do in your life, because he's got so much more for you. If you made it, and if you listen to me, that means you made it to 2021, then he's got some good things for you. I mean, hey, Bridget, God bless you. And just keep on letting God do it. Don't be afraid. Don't move in fear. I'm determined. I'm going to use every gift God gave me for his glory. And that's what I'm going to do. I don't care what nobody got to say about it. I mean, I don't give a care. And so I don't care. And so I thank God for it. So I'm going to keep doing it. And I want you to be encouraged. Do the things that God is purposing your heart to do. Those things, that them dreams and them visions that you done put on the back burner, bring them on. Come on up with them. Come on up with them. And get to working on them and know that God is going to bless it, because if you do your part, he's going to do his part. And so I want you to be encouraged about that. Don't let the enemy or don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let nobody discourage you from doing what God has called you to do or what God has told you to do or your dream and your vision. He gave it to you. Move forward. I don't care how big it is. I got a big vision. I got a nonprofit called 180 Impact. It's a big vision. Now, I don't know how it's going to work, but God knows. God knows. I'm telling you, he going to do it and he going to fund it, so I'm not worried about that. I'm just going to keep on moving in the direction God has told me to do. I don't care who else is doing it. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it, and I want you to be encouraged. You guys, it don't matter how old you are. I was listening to, oh, my God, you know, I was talking about my past. I was listening to that message today and that message on New Year's Eve. Go back and listen to it. I can't do it no justice. So I always go back and listen to those. And so, because it's such a blessing, and he's a blessing. But I know what I wanted to read. I almost forgot. Because I wanted to talk about the creation, and I want to do this real quick, and I'm getting off the creation and how this came about. And this is in the it's the Global Impact Bible, okay? And so this is where I'm getting this from. But it talked about, and so this is bringing how even the creation was looked upon by people in our lifetime, because this is in the 60s, okay, so it might not be in everybody's lifetime, but some of us was, you know, 60s children. Anyway, so Apollo 8 This is Apollo 8 Christmas Eve broadcast, of course. It says, those who were alive on December 24th, 1968 probably remember the first manned mission on the moon. Much of the world held their breath as they listened to the Christmas Eve broadcast of the crew of the Apollo 8 command module as they orbited the moon. While beholding incredible, never-before-seen American astronauts William Anders, Jim Lovell, and Frank Borman read the account of the creation from the first 10 verses of Genesis, the words they chose to share with the world reflected their human response of awe at their mesmerizing view. Isn't that something? They read from the Bible when they was out there orbiting the moon, and they saw the creation. They saw all of that, and they referred back to the creation. So, you know, just that was just something I thought was interesting, and so I wanted to put that out there as well. Anyway, God bless each and every one of you is my prayer, and I will see you back here next week on the Prosperity Souls broadcast. God bless you. We're going to still be in Genesis. We're going to do the latter part of 2 on through Genesis 4, and then we'll start reading 5 through 9, and that should take us up to Methuselah. We want to talk about that and how his name was the beginning of many waters, and then the flood came, and we'll go right into Noah from there. Anyway, God bless each and every one of you. Hello? Phyllis?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. That was good.